This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. The Lower Kuskokwim School District's basketball tournament concluded Saturday night in nail-biting fashion. Both championship games came down to one possession, with the girls' game going into double overtime. In both the boys' and girls' championship matches, Shefornik matched up against Tuksuk Bay. KYUK's Greg Kim reports that the Shefornik Shamans and Lady Shamans came out on top in each contest and are headed to state.
The boys played first, pitting the Shefornik Shamans against the Tuksuk Bay Islanders. Tuksuk scored first and pulled forward with a quick 8-3 lead. The Islanders used an aggressive trapping strategy on defense, sending two, sometimes three defenders at the Shefornik player who had the ball. That led to a lot of Shaman turnovers early. But by the second quarter, Shefornik's passing got more precise, slicing through Tuksuk's zone defense. The Shamans took a slim 33-32 lead by halftime. The game stayed close the rest of the way. With 30 seconds left in the game, it was tied 58-58. Aaron Panrook had the ball for the Shamans, and Dawson Eric called for the ball.
I was yelling for the ball from my teammate Aaron Panrook, and I was like hungry for the ball. I wanted it. I had a feeling I would make that shot, and I released, and I was watching it, and at that point I knew.
61-58 Shamans. That was the game. This isn't the first time the Shamans have been here. Coach Robert Panrook remembers when the Shefornik boys won the district basketball tournament 3 years ago.
3 years ago, they were the big-time underdogs. Now, 3 years later, they're seniors. Now we're not Cinderella team. And I told them, do it again. It's up to you.
Team captain Aaron Panrook remembers sinking the game-winning free throws to win the championship 3 years ago. But he's just as excited to win in his last year of high school basketball.
It means everything. We worked hard to go to state. We worked hard.
Coach Robert Panrook rushed back on the court to help coach the Lady Shamans, who were going up against the Tuksuk Bay Lady Islanders. The girls' game bore a striking resemblance to the one before it. Lady Islanders took an early lead in the first quarter and played the same blitzing defense as the Tuksuk boys. Number four for the Lady Islanders, Rosemary Henry, dominated early. She scored 10 points in the first half with her trademark Euro step. Lady Islanders held a 20-17 lead at the half. Shefornik fought back with team passing and three-pointers. More than half of their points came from beyond the arc. With 50 seconds left in regulation, Henry made a bank shot to put the Lady Islanders up by one, but Shefornik got fouled on the next possession and went to the line. Shefornik made one of the two free throws. The game was tied and going into overtime. In the first overtime, the girls played stifling defense and each team scored just 1 point off a free throw. In the second overtime, Tuksuk Bay held a 41-40 lead with 50 seconds left in the game. Shefornik inbounded the ball for a jump shot. 42-41, Shefornik scores. Tuksuk missed on their ensuing possession, and that was the game. Lady Shamans team captain Jillian Agima can hardly believe they won.
I thought we were going to lose because they've been beating us. My coach Eva, she's seen our potential in us, that we can beat them, and we did it.
Players from Shefornik and Tuksuk Bay shared embraces after the game and displays of sportsmanship that permeated throughout the whole tournament. Players regularly high-fived the opposing team's player after they made free throws. The Tuntutuliak Lady Blue Jays and the Kitnuk Falcons were especially recognized with the tournament's sportsmanship awards. For most teams, their basketball season ended Saturday night. The Shefornik Lady Shamans and the Boys Shamans will have one more battle to fight at the State 1A basketball tournament starting March 28th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And in more sports news, mushers lined up to begin the Iditarod Trail sled dog race this weekend. In competition are three teams from Bethel, including reigning Iditarod champion Pete Kaiser. KYUK's Johanna Urich has more from Saturday's start in Anchorage.
For Pete Kaiser, beginning the race is a family affair. Relatives surround him as he lines up to run his team through the city. For the ceremonial start, an extra sled is attached to be ridden by Pete's dad, Ron Kaiser. In the main sled Pete's going to drive is his mom, Janet, bundled up for the ride.
And I'm in the basket today. This was my husband's idea. He thought, with Pete going out the champion this year, that Pete should have his mom with him. And he kept it a secret until about 10 days ago for my birthday. He said, "You are the Iditarider with Pete," and totally blew me away.
Pete's dad secretly outbid everyone else to put Janet in the champion sled. As they wait for their turn in the starting chute, Pete Kaiser takes stock.
I think it's a stronger team than last year, as good or better, so doesn't mean we're going to win, but it's a nice team. 10, 9.
Are the stars aligned for a repeat? Pete's mom thinks maybe so.
What about picking number 9 again? So we're wondering,
It's the same number Pete drew last year when he won the Iditarod.
3, 2, 1, go!
Yeah, Pete Kaiser!
A few teams away in the starting lineup is Richie Deal. Often among the top finishers, the Antioch Musher is holding his cards tight this year, saying he has some inexperienced dogs, but also praising his leader, Viola. She's small, but at the coast, she sings.
She's a really, really cool, interesting dog. Leaving Shaq too, like, she gets fired up, and the last 3 years going across the ice to Koyuk, she'll just be barking along the way.
Towards the back of the starting lineup is Jessica Klaika. The Bethel hometown girl and favorite vet looks at her team, thinking that, unlike last winter, which was her first year on the trail, this year, she and her dogs know a bit more about the 1,000-mile trek ahead.
You know what? We have a really, really good team. I'm recovering from a major injury to my knee, but the doctor says I'm 100%. So, yeah, I'm excited to try and do some racing.
All the Mushers know anything can happen, and usually does. This year, the deep snow on both sides of the Alaska Range means sled dogs may encounter some hungry moose looking for fodder.
They said the moose are really aggressive, especially like outside of McGrath. They said they're charging snow machines.
More snow is falling as sled dog teams make their way into the Alaska Range. Predictions are for plenty of cold temperatures ahead on the Iditarod Trail. For KYUK, this is Johanna Urich.
Go! I can't think of a better way to spend the morning than with 58 teams of sled dogs ready to go to Nome.
And finally, Richie Deal was the first musher into Finger Lake, arriving about 7 this morning and is resting his team. Behind him are several teams, including Pete Kaiser's, who is in position number 4, about 7 miles behind. The front runners are in the heart of snow country, where off the pack trail, the snow can be 10 feet deep. Up ahead is the climb up to Rainy Pass in the center of the Alaska Range. The rest of the teams are strung out behind, struggling to get to the mountains. Jessica Klaika is in position 35, about 33 miles behind Deal. The deep snow has slowed down the pace in this year's Iditarod, and this is just the beginning. There is much more trail and snow ahead. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukton coming up.